Luke Jensen pressed his back to the wall of the corridor beside the hotel room door, and he raised the long-barreled Remington revolver in his right hand until it was beside his head. He waited patiently. A tall, rangy, muscular man with a rough-hewn face and a neatly trimmed mustache that matched the dark, slightly curly hair under the thumbed-back black hat. Any minute now, the springs on the bed inside that room would start to squeal, and Luke would know that it was time to kick the door open and throw down on Mordecai Kroll. It was a shame to interrupt a man's sporting fun with a particularly good-looking red-headed dove, but Luke would make an exception for Mordecai Kroll. He would take any advantage he could get over a cold-blooded, rattlesnake mean killer like Kroll. There were bad men, and then there were men like Rudolph and Mordecai Kroll. If there was a state or territory west of the Mississippi where they weren't wanted by the law, Luke wasn't aware of it. Their list of crimes was as long as the list of places offering bounties on them. Murder, rape, robbery, arson, kidnapping, extortion, assault, horse theft, cattle rustling. Come up with a violent crime, and chances were the Kroll brothers had committed it at one time or another. As a result, if Luke could bring in Mordecai Kroll, dead or alive, he stood to earn the biggest payday of his career as a bounty hunter. The rewards for Mordecai added up to more than $10,000. The only way Luke could ever top that would be to corral Mordecai's older brother, Rudolph, who had even bigger bounties on his head. Of course, if he could get both of them, he would collect enough to give up his dangerous profession. He could afford to buy himself a cattle ranch somewhere, like the Sugarloaf spread owned by his brother, Smoke.
Get on with it, Mordecai. She's a whore. She's not expecting flowers and poetry.
Luke hoped no bullets punched through the thin walls between rooms. He would do his best not to fire a shot, but that really might be too much to hope for.
About damn time.
Luke got ready to make his move. He planned to kick the door open and rush in. If Mordecai was on top, it ought to be a simple matter to wallop him over the head with the Remington and knock him out. If he wasn't on top, well, that would complicate things. He might be able to reach for a gun before Luke could stop him. But Luke was counting on the booze to slow down Mordecai's reaction long enough for him to get the redhead out of the way. Then, he and Mordecai would just have to take their chances against each other. He stepped away from the wall, drew his other Remington, and turned toward the door. Luke leaped through the doorway with both revolvers thrust out in front of him. Either Mordecai or the redhead had lit the lamp on the small dressing table, so a yellow glow filled the room and revealed that the bed was empty. But the redhead stood beside it, still fully dressed, bent over with both hands resting on the mattress. She appeared to be frozen in that position, with a look of terror on her face. And in that frozen instant of time, Luke realized why. She had bounced the bed up and down and made it sound like both occupants of the room were romping on it, but that was not the case. In fact, Mordecai Kroll was all the way on the other side of the room, holding a shotgun pointed at Luke. Luke hit the floor. The double load of buckshot passed over Luke's head and smashed into the redhead. He angled the Remington upward, but Mordecai had already darted to the side. Both shots hit the wall. If Mordecai had fired just one of the shotgun's barrels, he could have finished off Luke with a second one. The weapon was empty, though, so he was forced to swing it like a club. Mordecai slashed at Luke's head with the stock. Luke rolled out of the way of the blow and twisted on the floor so he could hook a booted foot between Mordecai's calves. Luke started to scramble up, but Mordecai had recovered quickly. He kicked Luke in the chest. Mordecai had been able to hang on to the shotgun. He rammed the shotgun's barrel into Luke's belly. Since he was already bent over and low to the floor, Luke drove forward and butted Mordecai in the belly. Luke smashed his right-hand gun against Mordecai's jaw. The man went down. Luke shoved himself up and staggered to his feet. He eared back the hammers of both Remingtons and pointed the guns at Mordecai, even though the outlaw seemed helpless at the moment.
Are you all right, gal?
Fearing the worst, Luke backed a couple of steps toward the door and glanced to his right so he could see on the other side of the bed. The young woman lay there, and she wasn't pretty anymore after what Mordecai's buckshot had done to her face. A pool of blood spread slowly around her head.
Damn.